for His grace, His unmerited favor, how that He has blessed us, and how that He has supplied the needs of our lives. And a lot of times, as I've always said, we may not see God moving, and we may not see it physically, but know that God is moving. He is constantly moving, and I thank God that we are serving a God that's alive, a God that's not dead, and a God that is moved by compassion. Hear me today, folks. He is moved by compassion. He is moved by your infirmities. He is moved by the grief and the sorrow and the things that you feel in life. He is moved. You say, well, how can He be moved, Pastor? He is moved because of what He went through when He was crucified on the cross. All the pain and suffering that you and I feel every day, Christ has already felt it, and He has went through death, hell, and the grave. He arose on the third day. He is seated with the right hand of the Father. Therefore, you and I have victory on top of victory. We don't have to hold our head down. We can hold our head up high, give the world a smile, and know that God is on His throne and that He will bring provision to you and your family. He will protect you. He will take care of you. And I thank God that He is an on-time God. He's never too early. He's never too late. He is right on time. And so today we can continue to thank God for all that He has done and all that He's going to continue to do. Oh, give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God today. No other place I'd rather be than to be in the house of God. Did you know that's what David said? David said, there's no other place I'd rather be but to be in God's house, to be in His temple, to know that God is with us every step of the way. We're still on the Heaven series, and if you haven't got a hold of that yet, you can go on our website to www.vfclexington.org. We want to thank those for watching today. My prayers are something I can say to you in this series that will encourage you. You may have loved ones that are already gone before. You've got people that are in heaven that you know of. And I pray that this series will encourage you to know what God has in store for His people. And when I say His people, people that has accepted Jesus Christ into their heart and life, that's what God is preparing. That's how God is preparing. That's what He's wanting to do, is prepare a place for you. Thank God this is not the end, folks. Living in this world is not the end. This is not paradise. Some religions will teach that this is paradise. My friend, this is not paradise. What did you hear me say last Sunday? I shared with you a scripture, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered in the heart of man what God has in store for those that love Him and those that serve Him. So know that there is a place being prepared for you and I today, as we've accepted Jesus Christ in our heart and our lives. The title of my sermon today is Heaven Series Sermon Number 4, and the title is called Heaven's Song. Heaven's Song. There will be singing in there, and I'm going to show you in the scriptures here of what we're going to be singing about in heaven. So this is quite interesting, but I've got some scripture to show you today to encourage you about Heaven's Song, what we will be singing. And you say, well, Pastor, I don't sing too good down here. I can't carry a tune, not a bucket in a song or a tune in a bucket. Well, I want to let you know, it don't matter what it is. You're going to have a brand new voice. You're going to have brand new vocal cords. You're going to have all of this new stuff that's going on because you're going to have a new body. And so there is going to be singing. I'm going to show you that in the Scripture. So we're not going to cross our hands in heaven and look at each other and think about what we're going to do, the next thing that Jesus wants us to do. We're going to be singing. We're going to be rejoicing. And I want to share with you today in God's Word. Go with me to the book of Revelation. That's the last book of the Bible, of Revelations, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 9th verse. Revelations, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 9th verse. Heaven's Song, Heaven's Series, Sermon Number 4. Let's look at this. Revelations 5 and 9. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open up the seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Oh, let me read this again. Watch this. Revelations 5 and 9. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open up its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Can I hear an amen to God's word? This is a vivid description that John, as we say, John the Revelator, and he is seeing this completely, saying there is a new song. And the new song was just describing Jesus. And as they begin to see the Redeemer, as he has redeemed us and clearly letting us know that we will continue to praise him and worship him as we become the king and the priest to our God. In other words, there is a praise going on. They're getting their praise on in heaven. There is worship that's going on. The question would be, what awaits us in heaven? This is a question with many answers. Heaven is a place of beauty, of praise, of comfort, of rest, of rejoicing. Boy, I tell you that when I read, when I say this, I'm going like, boy, that's so wonderful. Because sometimes when we go on vacations, we might want to enjoy the view of a beach or enjoy the view of the mountain and enjoy the creation, just having that weekend, just enjoying and relaxing. And if you're out there on the beach and the waves are crashing in on you, it's just so relaxing. Or if you're in the mountains and you see the mountains, especially if you go when the leaves are changing, oh man, and then feel that crisp air and you're in a rocking chair. My wife loves to rock. She's a rocker. She's in a rocking chair and she's just in her own world, just rocking away, just enjoying. Like, listen, it goes far beyond all of that that you can even imagine that God has prepared, that there will be a place of beauty that you've never seen before. There'll be a place of praise you've never seen before. There'll be comfort that you've never seen before. There'll be rest of rejoicing. Heaven is where we will meet Jesus face to face. And if you ever thought about seeing angels face to face, you're going to see angels face to face. You're going to see loved ones. Listen, you're going to see loved ones face to face. You're going to see the saints of age that has passed, that was went through the Old Testament, has went through the New Testament. You're going to see them all there. Can you imagine that? I can't even imagine that. But folks, we're going to be able to see that. Your eyes, you're going to have put on some new eyes. You're going to have a new body. This mortal body is going to take on immortality. So you're going to be able to see. It's all going to be new, and it's going to be there unfolded before us. Listen. Heaven is also a place of singing. So get ready. You're going to have to join a choir. Get ready, because the choir is going to be humongous. Get ready. It's going to be thousands and thousands upon thousands that will be singing unto the Lord. Listen, Roger Campbell writes this. He says, "'Twill be no sad day when Christ I meet. Each day I live, I wait, and long to place my feet on heaven's street and hear the angels' choir song." Oh, let me read that again. Roger Campbell writes this, and he says, "'Twill be no sad day when Christ I meet. Each day I live, I wait, and long to place my feet on heaven's street and hear the angel choir song.'" What kind of song will we sing in heaven? Think about this. What kind of song will we sing in heaven? We have no clue as to the tempo, nor do we have a clue of the tunes of heaven, but the message is all that's clear. It's the story that matters in glory. It's the story that matters in glory. My first point today is this. Heaven's song will be about the Redeemer. I want you to look at this with me. Heaven's song will be about the Redeemer. As we look at this passage in Revelations 5 and 9, and they sang a new song. Apparently there has been singing going on, but there's a new song. Okay, so that right there lets you know not only do they sing a song every day, a song at different times, whatever it may be, because the time will be no more. It's all on God now. You can't go by clocks anymore. You can't look at your, when are we leaving, when are we going? You have nowhere to go. You are there. Time will be no more. So, okay, so maybe you sung that song over and over in heaven, but then guess what? You don't sing the same song over, but guess what? You sing, guess what? Another new song. A song that you've never heard before, because the Bible clearly lets us know that they sang a new song, saying, and in that song, the song says, this is about the Redeemer, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, Jesus. You are worthy and have redeemed us to God by your blood. This is what they're singing about. By the blood of Jesus dying on the cross. For out of, look at this, out of every tribe, meaning no tribe is missed, out of every tribe and tongue, every language, it doesn't matter what it is, and people and nation, Jesus Christ died for one. He died for all, and we all will be there. It won't be just the white church. It won't be just the black church. It won't be the Latino church. It won't be all this segregation. We will come together as one. And we will be one in the body of Christ. And they will be worship and singing. And new songs will come every time we sing. I can't even imagine. I love to hear choirs. I love to hear choirs. When I was watching Queen Elizabeth the State funeral and I was listening to the choir sing as they were bringing her in to Minister Abbey and going in, and the choir was just singing. It was just, to me, it was just breathtaking because it was all a cappella and the acoustics was just awesome. In that building, and I'm going, oh my, it just sounded heavenly. But listen, that don't even scratch the surface. That don't even scratch the surface of what will take place in heaven. You say, well, Pastor, why are you saying all this? Why are you giving us this description? I'm giving you a description because I want to give you living hope. I want to give you hope today that this life that we're living, the devil makes it look like that this is it, that there's nothing else. But there is something after life. There is more than just living on this earth. There is a place that's prepared for you and I. To be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord. We have that living hope today when we're in Christ Jesus. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. I want you to know today that the seven sealed books is in the hand of God. Revelations 5 and 1. And I saw in the right hand of him. Look at this. Revelations 5 and 1. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back the sealed with the seven seals. A search is made for one who was worthy to open up the book. Revelations 5 and 2, and then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open up the scroll and to loose its seals? No one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open up the scroll that day or to look at it. Nobody was worthy. So I wept, John says, so I wept much and cried because no one was found worthy to open and to read the scroll or to look at it. No man on earth or in heaven was found worthy. the one who is worthy is revealed. And Revelations 5 and 5 to give you that vivid description. But one of the elders said to me, he's talking to John, says, John, do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open up the scroll and to loose its seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as though he had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, and each having a harp and a golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. You see, he is the Lion, the tribe of Judah. He is Jesus Christ. He is King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He was the only one that was worthy to open up the scrolls. He was the only one. He is the Root of David, Jesus. He is the Lamb that has been slain, Jesus. Our song in heaven will be about the worthy one, Jesus Christ, who has been slain, that you and I may have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, there's a song that Ray Bolts sung many years ago. And I haven't sung this song, and I'm not going to try to sing it today, but I want you to read the words. I sing this song sometimes. And I may do this in my Heaven series. I may sing this song, but I want to read the words to you. The title is called, There Stood a Lamb. And he gives a vivid description in his song describing what heaven is. He says he was standing in heaven, John was, with tears in his eyes, saying, tell me, this isn't so. For there was one in heaven, and no one on earth was worthy to open up the scroll. Then one of the elders said, John, don't you cry. It was all part of the plan. And then in the center of God's glorious throne, hallelujah, there stood a lamb. And they sang, worthy, worthy of honor and praise. They were casting down crowns and praising His name when He cried, who is worthy? I can hear Jesus say, I am, oh, praise God forever. There stood a lamb. And in His song, He says, no one, or no, now opening up your Bible, He says, open up your heart. Talking about today, it is clear we're in the last days. And he said, I'll come quickly, so don't be surprised when he comes back to take us away. And feeble excuses won't get very far when you find yourself there at his throne. If you know Jesus and he is your Lord, hallelujah, you won't be alone. And he goes on and says, and I sang, worthy, worthy of honor and praise. They were casting down crowns, praising his name, when he cried, who is worthy? I can just hear Jesus saying, I am, oh, praise God, forever there stood a lamb. Folks, I want you to understand, life can be tough down here on earth. You and I can go through so much in life. Through the hustle and bustle of life and things that we see, things that are coming before us, we see wickedness taking place stronger and stronger and stronger every day, that God is just, you just wonder when God is going to come and take His own. But still, again, you're still trusting God. But worthy is the Lamb that was slain, which is Jesus Christ. My second point today is this. Heaven's song will be about redemption. Heaven's song will be about redemption. Revelations 5 and 9. And they sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Thou wast slain as has redeemed us to God. We will never tire of singing about the old story. We'll never be tired. The story is of lost sinners saved by the blood of Christ that was shed on the cross. The story is of the redeemed sinners made clean by the power of the gospel. You see, the Bible lets us know that the scars will be in Jesus' hands. And when we will see Him that day, He will open up His palms. And we will see the scars, the nail prints will be there, how that He was crucified and He was nailed upon the tree. You see, the story of the redeemed sinner is made clean by the power of the gospel. We shall have the society of all the pure and holy and made pure by the blood of Jesus. But notice carefully what they're singing up there. They ascribe their redemption entirely to the Lamb of God and His works. John the Baptist wrote the first verse of Heaven's Song, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world." Let me say it again. John the Baptist wrote the first verse of Heaven's Song, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world." John 1 and 29. My third point today is this: Heaven's Song will be about reigning with the Redeemer. Heaven's songs will be about reigning with the Redeemer. Revelations 5 and 10, "And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." We will be casting down crowns. Did you know that? We will be getting crowns for the work that we have done, the labor. Do you know that's why I've always said your labor is never in vain? You may have vacuumed the church. You may have cleaned the toilets. You may have picked up trash in the church yard. You may have done things as a good Samaritan. But that never goes unnoticed, because God has a record. He keeps a record of everything. God sees the faithfulness of what you do and how you serve Him. Because one day we're going to be kings and priests. And crowns will be given. There will be honor. There will be glory. Did you know that? There will be honor and glory for you and for me for what we have done and how that we have served. It never goes unnoticed. God keeps a record. That book of life is open, and it will be open. The book of life will be open that day, and every word that you have said will be counted for on that day. All of us, including your pastor. I don't get exempt. Nobody gets exempt on this world. Listen, Queen Elizabeth will not be exempt on the day of judgment. Nobody gets exempt on that day. But praise be to the Lamb of God that God is preparing. I want you to see this today. God is preparing a place for you and I, and it is written out vividly and is directed to us to let us know what we're going to be doing, because Heaven's Song will be about reigning with the Redeemer. We shall reign on earth, and who are these who will reign with Christ? They will be a new heaven. They will be a new earth. You on earth now, but there'll be a new earth. You'll be in heaven, but there'll be a new heaven. Listen, they are but sinners saved by grace through faith. Ephesians 2 and 8, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." There is all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. And listen, if we think that we're righteous, He says you're nothing but filthy rags, because you and I can't even step up to the throne of God. We can't even talk to God But how we do it is through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's how God Almighty, the Father, sees you and sees me, is He sees us through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's how it's made possible that you can step to the throne of God and see God and His majesty and His love for you is through His Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, they have been transformed by the power of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, and I'm closing. The Apostle Paul, he writes and says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And I like to add that word in, brand new. I don't know about you, but I like new things, and I know you like new things. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. God's love has made lost ones into the king and the priest of God. Let me say it again. God's love has made lost ones into the kings and the priest of God. We had a poor past, but now we have a fabulous future. Let me say it again. We've had a poor past, but now we have a fabulous future. We will reign with our conquering, listen, we will reign with our conquering Christ in His coming kingdom. His coming kingdom. Listen, today in my conclusion, I want to say we ought to start practicing for heaven's choir. Folks, we've got to start practicing down here with heaven's choir. We've got to, when we come to church, we need to sing with praise. We need to sing with joy. We need to sing with worship. If we need to lift our hands up, lift our hands up. Listen, we need to have that. We've got that freedom and liberty here at VFC. You can raise your hand. You can praise God. You can get into your own prayer. You can begin to get your praise on. You can go ahead and get your praise on. Get whatever it takes for you to just be broken and spilled out. To be broken, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to humble ourselves. Jesus says, he that exalts himself shall be humbled, but he that humbles himself shall be exalted. God will exalt you when you humble yourself, when you begin to praise God. Guess what? When the praises go up, the blessings come down. You see, the Redeemer of sinners is worthy of all our devotion. Let me say it again. The Redeemer of sinners is worthy of all our devotion. Heaven's song should fill our hearts with praise every day. Heaven's song should fill our hearts with praise every day. This is not the end, folks. This is not the end. Listen, when we leave this life and we leave loved ones behind and we see others that we have left behind, it's not the end. It's just the beginning for you. When you breathe and your last breath, it is just the beginning. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered in the heart of man what God has prepared for those that love Him. Oh, you're going to memorize that scripture. If I keep quoting it, you're going to keep memorizing. You're going to know. Listen, remind yourself. I ain't seen that. I ain't heard that. Nor is it entered in my heart yet what God, but God has a place prepared for you. Heaven's song should fill our hearts with praise every day. Stand with me across the building today.